Track 4 and more news stories. Region's A-level results are worse than the South West average. The average A-level results in Teignbridge were worse than the average across the South West last year. New figures are starting to show. The Association of School and College Leaders said the results come as schools and colleges continue to battle against funding and staff shortages, and after students had their early school experience disrupted by the pandemic. New figures from the Department for Education show the average point score for Teignbridge A-level students in the last academic year was 29.8, higher than the 28.6 the year before. But this was lower than the average score across the whole of the South West of 34.3. The average grade in Teignbridge was a C, in line with a year earlier, while across England, the average grade remained at B-.
Complaints over Christmas car park closure. Plans to lock Dawlish Town Council's car park over the festive season have prompted calls to keep it open as a gesture of goodwill. The council has announced to residents and visitors the private car park at the Manor House Council offices will be locked over Christmas and New Year for security reasons. In a statement, it said, "Please be aware the council offices and the associated private car park will be closed and secured to the public over the Christmas and New Year period. To avoid inconvenience, we kindly request that all vehicles are removed from the premises. It will be shut from 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December the 23rd, until Monday, January the 5th at 9 a.m. The council said, during this period, no access will be available and any vehicles remaining in the car park after the closing time may not be accessible until reopening. We appreciate your understanding and cooperation as we ensure the security of the site over the festive break. But the announcement has caused complaints. One resident said, surely in the season of goodwill, it would be a nice gesture to leave it open for the use of residents and visiting families. There was widespread outrage when the council introduced the ruling in 2013. There is also dispute over whether the land is private or public, as the manor house and its grounds are said to have been gifted to the people of Dawlish. Motorists who are not using the venue either for council business or for events and classes held at the Georgian property are prohibited from using the manor's car park. When the ban was introduced, residents lobbied for the car park to remain available for community use, as many neighbouring properties only have on-street parking.
Traders and groups promise more festive fun. Teignmouth is to host even more Christmas festivities in December thanks to local traders and community groups. The Christmas Market and Lantern Parade is to take place on Saturday, the 6th of December. This celebration will take place in the Triangle from 10 a.m. Visitors will find a Santa's Grotto, live music and entertainment, festive foods and treats, and stalls featuring local gifts and crafts and seasonal goods. There will also be a chance to take part in a free creative workshop between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to create lanterns for the parade later in the afternoon. Lantern makers taking part in the parade will be joined by the award-winning Alice the Dragon, along with local schools and community groups. Putting together this additional event for the community to celebrate the festivities and the lanterns, including the award-winning Alice the Dragon, has been heartwarming and community-driven, commented the Community Arts Director Sam Locke. Teignmouth traders are keen to encourage more residents to shop local this festive period. Earlier this month, artist and gallery owner Laura Wall urged fellow Teignmouth business owners to share their best-selling products for a social media reel that will be posted on Colour Friday, 28th of November, a UK campaign that offers an alternative to Black Friday.
A little more Christmas cheer with a bauble wall celebrating loved ones. A new Christmas feature in Dawlish this year is the Dawlish Celebration Wall. The wall is to remember and send thoughts and wishes to loved ones by creating a wall of individual baubles. Each bauble will come with a piece of notepaper on which to write wishes or messages. Once inside the bauble, they will be tied to a special area of the railings around the bowling green on the lawn to create the Dawlish Celebration Wall. This feature has been put together by Dawlish Chamber of Trade. Baubles cost £1, with 50p of each sale going towards the Dawlish Mayoral Charities for 25-26, which are Ames, Strand Centre and Assist Teambridge. Baubles can be purchased from Presents of Dawlish, Strand Centre and Crafters.
New report warns of Devon drought in 2026. Devon will be in drought next year if this winter is very dry, the Environment Agency has warned. The Environmental Regulator has released its Drought Prospects report, examining the wet weather needed through the winter to ensure the country's current low water levels recover by spring 2026. Three scenarios have been created, each looking at the impact in March on the counties in the southwest if 100%, 80%, or 60% of expected rainfall happens. Right now, Devon is in normal status. If 100% of expected rainfall happens, that will continue. However, if 80% of rainfall occurs, that will change to prolonged dry weather status. And should only 60% of rainfall, Devon will be in drought, though the Environment Agency says there is only a 2 to 6% chance of that situation occurring. Drought is only over when water levels are fully replenished, and England has seen below average rainfall for 8 out of 10 months so far this year. This means that flooding in drought is possible, including flash floods, as dry soils struggle to soak up intense downpours. The Met Office has indicated a higher than usual likelihood of dry conditions over 3 months from November to January. This could cause drought conditions to worsen, significant pressures on the environment, and a risk to crop yields. The Environment Agency is urging the public to continue to play their part and use water wisely through winter in anticipation of another drought this year.
Exminster Garden celebrates new sheds. Community gardeners in Exminster are now the proud owners of two new sheds. Volunteers have now built the two sheds, funded thanks to Exminster Parish Council and Councillor Alan Connett through his Devon County Council locality grant. The sheds are a valuable new addition to the Exminster Community Garden, which will celebrate its first anniversary in December. Spokesman Jeremy Pine said, "Enormous thanks to the volunteers today for all their hard work. I really would have been lost without them. There is lots of kitting out to do, fitting rain harvesting and preparing our new seating area. An opening is due to take place to celebrate the new additions to the garden before Christmas. The garden was launched last year as a shared space in the St Martin's Church allotment site to grow food and flowers."